We're broken people now. We're burning out.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa loompa dooba dee dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Stretch Goose Podcast. This is episode 79. Glad to be here with you. For the next hour, we will get into sports, movies, video games, and good old-fashioned news. This podcast is a member of the Fonts Media Network, a network that consists of a variety of shows from World Ablaze with George Fonts for political chatter, Random Thoughts with Manuel and George for all your pointless conversations, the Stretch Goose Podcast for just straight-up news, that's what this one is, and the History of for all your useless historical education about the most mundane items. Let's dive in.
How's it going? Oh, welcome to the podcast. I forgot that there's no intro because, you know, we insert that after the recording. But
yes, we do, sir.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I got a little. We're on a Zoom call here, so I got a little like go.
And what is the name of this terrible show?
The Stretch Goose Podcast. All right, this is where we cover movies, sports, video games, and random news.
Yes, okay.
We got some interesting stuff here. You know, in all four categories. Starting off with the new movie came out Friday the 22nd. No.
Okay, Captain America is Valentine's Day.
That's right. That's right. Friday the 22nd of November, everybody, Gladiator 2 came out with quite a big cast, by the way.
It did.
And I was informed that you actually watched it. I did not. I watched the first Gladiator. My wife wanted to watch the first one before we watched the second one. So we will watch that, you know, later this week.
All right.
But how was it?
Okay. I saw up until the final 20 minutes because of our little one had a meltdown at grandma's house over.
Okay. Never mind.
An illness, in air quotes. yeah.
Interesting.
What are you gonna do? As far as what I did see, Denzel Washington is that movie. He
really?
Oh God, yes. He makes the lead look like a child, but just in performance. It's pretty sad, actually. Like, he's supposed to be the son of Russell Crowe, and it's kind of that. It's kind of like they take the child and they shove it off in hiding, and it ends up in a different part of the world. Doesn't know it's an heir to a throne, and then comes back and fights in the gladiator thing because he wants to kill the general that killed his wife in one of the main battles in the beginning of the movie. And that's basically the movie. And he finds out that he's actually basically a prince to the Roman throne.
Yeah.
That's as far as I got in that sense, because obviously, you know, left. But Denzel Washington plays a character that is historically accurate. He is one of the, he is the first Black Emperor of Rome, but he doesn't last very long. Historically, his reign is very short. But what he does do in the film is he picks out the weakest of the Senate, of the Roman Senate, and he bleeds him dry of cash to the point where he owns his house, he owns his horses, he owns the clothes on his back. Like, he really like destroys this guy just so he can get closer to the two emperors that they're kind of like co-emperors. And those are two people he actually does kill in real life, like in the actual story, the real story of it. But like I said, that's as far as I got. It's entertaining. It's kind of like watching part one, cause it's the same. Ridley Scott has a problem of writing the same fucking movie over and over again, cause I don't think he knows how to do anything else. Like, different. So if you no, I'm serious. So you watch the first, if you go through the first Gladiator, you know what you're going to get at the second Gladiator. It's kind of, it's the same movie, just kind of different characters. They kind of amp aspects of the story get amped a little.
That makes sense though. How many times can you fight in an arena, right? Like it's
but then when he does,
it's kind of where you're sitting at.
But he does Alien, right? And the first one.
Yeah.
Then he does Prometheus and Alien Covenant, and it's the same fucking movie.
Yeah. What I didn't, you said that it's his son, but in the first Gladiator movie, his son was very clearly hanging from the thing there. So does he just have like a long lost son, I guess? Or
No. Okay, the woman that is the daughter of the emperor in the first film.
Uh-huh.
He does have a child with her.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Remember that one scene where he's behind the gladiator fence line and he's pointing at his deal with the horses or whatever? That is actually that's his kid.
Okay. Okay, I do remember.
So
interesting.
It's gonna win a few awards. It wouldn't surprise me if Denzel wins.
Look at the cast on there, you know.
If Denzel wins Best Actor, that would not shock me. I mean, he hammed it up and stole that shit. Like even Pedro Pascal couldn't compete in the two scenes they had. It just looked very pro versus amateur. Kind of deal.
That's gonna be exciting to watch. Now I'm definitely gonna watch it just to see.
And the battle scenes are, you know how Braveheart shows a little blood?
Yeah.
And you know how they have the first Gladiator, there's a battle scene in it in the beginning, but it's like kind of budgetary in a sense, you know?
Yeah.
This one, they got the money. You see limbs flying. You see heads cracking. You see fucking blood everywhere.
That's good, though, because I feel like that when it comes to medieval movies, or not even, well, that's not medieval. That's pre-medieval. But just any type of like hand-to-hand combat with like swords and bow and arrows and stuff, you would think it's a bloody war. It'd be weird to watch a movie that isn't, you know, and like, bloody. It's like friendly to the public eye type of.
They even CG'd it if they couldn't like practically do it. Like they made sure that there was some death.
That's awesome. I love that.
Like there's a gladiator fight scene where they reenact one of the big battles in Rome with boats, and they put water into the arena. And they fill the fucking thing full. They fill it full of sharks.
Yeah, so whoever falls off about that.
Whoever falls off the boat is going to take a lump. Mm-hmm. And when those guys hit the water, it was like you could see the bite. You see the body separate. You see the shark take off, blood flying out of the water. Like they spent some money. I enjoyed the mayhem. I was like, okay.
Oh, that's definitely to watch that. So it's a good movie overall for the minutes that you did watch it.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to spend to rent and just fast forward to the ending, the last 30 minutes, because you know I got
really
I got to know how it ends.
Okay.
When I went to go out and have the discussion with your sister about her ailments, your stepmom did watch the scene where Denzel stabs the fuck out of one of those emperor kids to take, you know, to yeah. So that's a scene I missed that I would have loved to have just watched.
That's unfortunate. That would have been nice to.
just the way you watch that movie, like Denzel just straight takes that dude, because it starts all like this. He goes, "My gladiator versus yours. We'll make a bet, X dollars." And obviously he's got to win. He's the kid, right? So he wins, and then he goes to collect, and then Denzel goes, "You know what? Double or nothing on the next one." And obviously he wins again, so now he's into him for three times the amount plus interest. And then, you know, there's another bet that the dude loses on the boat thing, and then you skip a couple scenes, and Denzel's walking around this house, and he goes, you know, where's my money? He's like, well, I kind of have, you know, but I have to get, you know, clearance or get a loan. And he goes, no. I already see this house. It's mine. I already own your house. I own your clothes. I own your money. I own your furniture.
That's awesome.
I was dying. Just
killed him.
I was just laughing my ass off. Like, this dude got taken for fucking all That's his awesome. Money.
I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. I think sometime later this week, we got some family over this week. So probably over the weekend, definitely be watching that. But we'll see. Situation dependent on if we're able to see it in the theater.
It's turkey, dude. You're just going to have to turkey.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly, so as a family thing, we are having ribs because we like to be different.
You fucking Nazis.
I don't know.
Weirdos.
I'm not a turkey guy anyways. I always go for the ham for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yeah, happy turkey.
This is our early episode.
Happy turkey, independence, turkey. No.
Yeah. It's pilgrims not and stuff. It's definitely not independence. That's 4th of July.
Wait, okay, hold on. What is this again?
It's when the pilgrims broke bread with the natives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. They were trying to get...
Yep. Yeah,
they were trying not to starve to death because they couldn't fucking.
And then we made them do the Trail of Tears, and it was the whole thing.
Yeah,
we
stole some shit, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Porn.
Honor this day, unity and stuff.
Yeah, you know, burning fucking burning villages along the coastline. That's what we did.
Oh, jeez.
All for the good of, you know, God and country.
You know, I read this. I read this article and essentially, this isn't a news piece or anything, but essentially every American holiday or anything that we celebrate worldwide or nationally, not worldwide, sorry, has some type of bloody past to it.
Well, no shit. I mean, what do you think we were going to, and we weren't going to go over here and shake,
you know, well, yeah, outside of Christmas, because that's a worldwide thing. And that's not like we're talking about American holidays. Like it's everything has a bloody past to it.
Kyle,
yeah.
We didn't come over here to shake hands.
Hey, I'm just saying I read.
Okay? I'm just telling you. We didn't come over here to shake hands. When we got tired of the British, we got tired of the British. And then we said, we don't want to do this anymore. We don't want to ship tax money to you. So fuck off. And then they came over here with the guns. And then we had a big old fight. And then we won. And then we tried to take Canada. And boy, did we fail doing that. Because... You know,
yeah,
it's cold.
Yeah, Mexico was a struggle too.
Yeah, it was cold, you know. Mexico, yeah,
at least we got Texas and California.
Well, yeah, because we had that Spanish American War with, you know, we had guns and they had pistols, and it was, you know,
yeah.
And then we shoved,
that's how the Marines made their history.
We shoved the Indians around a little bit, you know, took some spots.
Yeah, the understatement of a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
we wrangled a couple of other people to build some railroads, you know, because
yeah
that's what we do.
And then we, you know, yeah. And then now, to say sorry, we give reservations, which are like the equivalent to like just little plots of land that don't,
I know, and we give them
like
the government, and we look the other way when they build a casino. You know,
yeah, we're like, hey, you could do whatever you want. You're your own police, government, everything.
Yeah,
and they essentially your own little country within.
And then they allow us to drive in there, and then they take our money.
Oh, and they are so rich off of that.
Oh yeah,
not saying every reservation is rich. The ones that manage to build casinos and be successful, like for instance, I live in Southern California, Pechanga Reservation,
right?
They have the Pechanga Resort, Casino Resort.
Yeah.
They are making bank.
Oh, yeah.
They got a golf course, a casino, like swimming pools everywhere. They got full-blown
hotel. Oh, by the way,
are
we allowed to golf on that thing?
Yes.
How much is that around?
I don't know, honestly. I should have asked Joe, and I don't know. My stepfather, for everybody listening, is
I'm the real
father. But we just talked about how he golfed at Pechanga, or he used to golf at Pechanga. Totally forgot. But that one is not one where they require like a whole collared shirt and everything. So maybe it's fairly cheap. I don't know.
Is it a good course? Yeah. You Have you?
I haven't seen it. We actually drove by it. It's not the first one we drove by.
I know we drove by it because you pointed it out, but you can't really see over that line. So
yeah, it is beautiful. I've seen it. I haven't played on it. And then, even Joe was saying that it's like a really nice course. So
I guess we have to trust
maybe
it.
Maybe make a trip and go down there. I don't know. We'll see.
I have two belly aches left this year, so I might.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get in. I feel like I can. Maybe not. I don't know. I feel like I can golf with my wrist. You know. Maybe.
Well, I'd be more interested to see if your leg can make that turn because you got to torque back, come through.
Yeah, I don't know either. It sounds like I could. It feels like I could, but when you try to do it fast, you know what I mean. I don't know if I could. We'll see on that one.
All right, next year.
Yeah.
Definitely not going to do it now. You'll probably fall the fuck over.
Oh, yeah. That seems to be a running that's happening in the household right now.
Yeah. You know, you got a new place, and you've already got some injuries. It's a little curse going on.
Yes.
You got to look into this. Look into this.
For those who do not know, which is nobody...
we have an audience.
No,
there is an audience.
I will tell you right now,
we have 68 subscribers on Podcast Addict, and we have
that's awesome
15 on Apple. We have people.
Good.
So
but
for
I'm saying
those
this
of you,
because I didn't release it to anybody in public, so none of you know until now. Yes, my
we even have a re- we ha- wait hold on we have a request that we start covering comic books that came in an email.
Comic books,
yes,
I could do that.
I can.
I mean,
I maybe I can.
I could try to do that. Honestly, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
I can actually.
Like, what type of comic books, though?
Well, before
any kind.
I don't know. Let me read the actual deal here.
Oh, okay. In the meantime, for everybody wondering. And what I mean by you don't know yet, because I didn't tell anybody, and we just talked about this. My wife, at the ripe age of 23 years old, threw out her back trying to put on a sock.
Yes, she was.
So,
she was soundly beaten.
And for those who need a little bit of a refresher, back in August, I fucked my bike into a Honda Accord.
You what now?
So I was on a... I was on a motorcycle.
Did you say your bike into?
Yeah. Yep.
You might want to rephrase because your bike did not have sex with the Honda.
Oh, it felt like it when I was getting launched in the air. I could.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So.
No, actually, a little funny story about that.
Okay.
A little sidetrack. So I go into the motorcycle shop, Cycle Gear, which is a place where they sell, I mean, motorcycle gear, you know, helmets, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
It's because I'm going in to buy a new helmet because I'm getting a new bike in December.
Because he does not give up.
Nope. And okay. So I want the same exact brand of helmet. And this specific brand I found out while I was there, I walked in with my wrecked helmet and the lady there who sold me this helmet, she was like, oh my God, what do you do? Or something. But she said it like really condescending. Like she's like, what the fuck, man? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just, you know, head on into a car, whatever. And the two dudes behind me, they were like going back to their motorcycles. They stop, they turn around and they're all like, what the fuck? And everybody just started laughing. I don't know why. You know, this is the most hilarious thing ever.
I think you've hit the rite of passage or some shit.
Maybe. I don't know. It's or maybe I just got to the point where I talk about it nonchalantly and not like in a traumatizing way. I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of entertaining at this point.
It was a while ago, to be honest.
Yeah. I moved on from it. You know, now I kind of just joke about it.
I fucking hope so. Jeez. All right, here we go. This is from... Now, I'm going to read you the name, and I think this is probably trollery at this, you know, because the way it's printed. But it's basically, fuck you, the way it's spelt. So,
what is this? A review?
No, this is the email, which is, it's a review of sorts as well, but This is from a guy by the or girl, and the way they typed out, because you don't have to put your name, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the way this is spelled, it's basically fuck you. And I understand, it's fine, whatever. I understand. You could be just a joke for all I know, but it says, I just subscribed. You haven't pissed me off yet, LOL. I will probably do a review of you in the future. Good luck, and I look forward to hearing about comic books, maybe AI comic books. That's it.
AI comic books. Is that a thing?
You better get your fucking googly out, because I have no idea. So thank you, fuck you, for the... Thank you, fuck you, for the review.
AI comic books.
I appreciate that review, fuck you.
I feel like I'm getting the wrong stuff. I'm over here just getting a bunch of anime stuff, like manga.
I don't even know, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm not looking it up.
Eh, whatever. Who cares?
I can give you basic Marvel DC, but this other shit, I don't know what that is. Anyway, moving on, because I have the notes here as well. Saquon had a day.
Yes.
What
yes, he
kind
did.
Of a day did he had? What was his day that you had to send me a bullshit meme about Philly playing better?
Oh, no, I just thought that was a funny quote. I forgot who the quote was by, but...
whoever made that quote's a fucking moron.
Yeah, it was a Fox News guy.
Dumbass.
No, so he set some records. He's the...
There we go.
12th person to reach over 300 total yards. So for those who don't know, he had 255 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, as well as 47 yards passing, receiving, sorry, not passing.
Whoa, a 70 and a 72? God damn.
What, yard run? Yeah.
He had two of those, 270s.
Yeah, holy yeah. Fuck. It was, what sucks is, or what's crazy, not what sucks.
What sucks is my team won on such a performance.
The start of it was not too bright in the sense of the running game. Like the running game was getting shut down pretty quickly and all that stuff. And yeah, it was a whole thing, but it was good in to myself because the Eagles have stayed true to the fact that they, like, for the last 7 games have just run down a team. And the second half numbers skyrocket over the first half numbers. You know what I mean? Which is really cool.
What was Derrick Henry's numbers yesterday?
I could not tell you, but I could definitely look it up for you.
I thought you were on the ball with this one because it talks about
no, because I actually totally forgot that. I forgot that they played yesterday.
Come on, so, man. They played the Chargers. I think they beat the Chargers, too.
That's right. They beat them by a touchdown. That's right. That's right. It was like 30-23 or something.
Yeah, Chargers wore those.
Derrick Henry, 24 carries, 140 yards.
What is Derrick Henry at? 1185 plus 140. Nope, he didn't get there. That's okay. I'm sure those two will
regular fit. Season. He's at 1325 right now.
Yeah. And, Saquon's at 1392. Yeah. They'll both be battling it out. I'm sure. Cause he's going to keep playing this way. Cause that offensive line is actually better without Kelsey. It's a little more mobile, a little more agile. The center gets around a little quicker cause he's younger. So, so they're going to get a lot more in that ground game than they did the last couple of years. And Barkley, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but he's a lot better than the last few backs that have come through Philly.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah,
I'm just skimming the stat sheet right now because 26, 255, 2 touchdowns, a 70 and a 72. He's had... I lost it. Oh, man. He has had 5 games of 140 yards or more. and one plus touchdown or more. He is chasing LeSean McCoy, who still holds the single season record of 1,600 for the Eagles. He's going to fucking smoke that. He's already at 1,400. Oh, yeah. He's going to smoke that.
Oh, yeah. He's got plenty of time. Yeah. It's what's cool is, okay, the main reason why I wanted to talk about Saquon, not to just talk about the Eagles. What happened in recent events is Daniel Jones. He cleared waivers. He's a free agent.
Tell me he's an Eagle. Tell me he's an Eagle.
Oh, I have no idea. However, I have heard rumors that Daniel Jones will go to Philly at the end of the season. I don't know why.
No,
we've had that issue before.
He would go he clears waivers right to yesterday. He'll be on the roster by next week.
He wants to go to a playoff contender. I think they're only talking about the Eagles because Saquon went there and it's a playoff contender and it's like kind of a big FU to the New York Giants, but he's not better than Kenny Pickett. So, he wouldn't suit up.
He wouldn't play it down at all.
So no, he'd be practice squad, but there's a lot of talks of him signing as a practice squad quarterback because it has more of a chance of him making a depth chart come the playoffs. So he may, he's kind of turning into Carson Wentz at this point.
I love Carson Wentz. But Carson suits up and holds the clipboard.
I love him. I don't care. I will always love him.
He looks good doing it too. I ain't gonna lie.
I feel so bad for 2017 and like him tearing his ACL. And then he comes back, leads him to the playoffs, and Jadeveon Clowney decides to be a bitch and nosedives into the back of his skull. I wish he got suspended for that, but he didn't. And it was a whole thing.
Well, Carson should still be the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, in my opinion.
100%. Again, I agree.
I don't understand why. I mean, he lost the last.
He's one of those.
What do they finish?
He's one of those.
They finished 9-7 that year, right?
Yeah, they lost in the playoffs, or they just missed the playoffs.
No,
it was that close.
They finished. Yeah, that's right. They finished 9-7. And they did not qualify because they lost the last three games. So technically, So they were technically like 9-4.
Yeah,
yeah. And all they had to do was win one game to get in, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason. And Carson Wentz had one of those three games was a bad game for him, and they were just like, "Fuck this guy." And I was just like, "Why?"
Keep in mind that was his first year there. So his first year there, he was one game away from taking you to the playoffs.
Yeah, and then they decided to go with Philip Rivers came after that?
Yeah, and then you buy into Philip Rivers, or was it Matt Ryan?
It was Philip Rivers, and they got to the postseason, they lost the wild card.
That's right.
And then Rivers retired, they brought in Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan didn't finish the season because he's a fucking joke. And it was just like
I don't know. Carson Wentz is one of those players. Because there's a few backups in general, but obviously bigger names are quarterbacks. Like most people know their backup quarterback if you have like your favorite team or whatever. There's a lot of quarterbacks out there that deserve to be on starting rosters. For instance, Carson Wentz, Justin Fields, and honestly, I kind of think Kenny Pickett should get another shot somewhere else. He might. Philadelphia is very bad at hanging on to backup quarterbacks. They kind of just like kick him out after 1 year.
Yeah, but
so maybe he does get a job somewhere.
But look around the league. Where's the job?
New York, both New Yorks need a quarterback.
Aaron
Rodgers is not going back to the Jets. That's already kind of confirmed.
Well, he's retiring. So it's New York.
No, he said he's coming back.
For what?
I don't know. He said he's coming back for 2025. From the last podcast we talked about it to now, it's still I'm coming back for 2025, but not with the Jets.
All right, whatever.
So he would have to sign a 1 year deal with fucking somebody, the New York Giants. That'd be crazy. He doesn't even have to leave the stadium.
Okay, so you got the New York. I feel like Cleveland's going to do it. They're going to pull the trigger on this Watson thing.
Oh, I hope so.
I
hope they do, only because they see what the Giants did with Daniel Jones, where they're like, fuck it, we'll take the dead money. We need to get them out of here. I'm hoping they do the same. They're like, we need to save some type of dignity, you know, like something, anything, yeah,
something.
You know?
Carolina. I know CJ Stroud, but Carolina probably we'll take a flyer.
CJ Stroud's in Houston.
Not CJ Stroud. The other guy.
Oh, Bryce Young.
Bryce Young. Why the fuck? Old man. It's okay. That's an old man thing right there.
CJ Stroud's getting blasted right now because he's thrown 9 interceptions in his last 15 games or something like that. Total 15 games. I don't know.
Whatever.
There's some math in there that doesn't make sense. But it doesn't matter.
Not only that, that team is fine.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, there are people out in the world that need to shut the fuck up sometimes. Let me think. Who else is running around? I think Jacksonville is going to be open. I think so.
I don't know if Trevor Lawrence will leave, you know.
I feel like it's open.
Yeah, maybe. For Kenny Pickett though?
I don't care who it is. I feel like it's open because Lawrence had a rookie year that was subpar, then he had a good year, and then he had a subpar year, still had a postseason out of it. Then they signed him to the big deal, and this year he is fucking farting all over the floor.
Yeah.
I feel like that job's open.
Another one, because we are talking about backup quarterbacks starting and all that stuff. What do you think about Dallas right now starting Cooper Rush over Trey Lance? Do you think they should give Trey Lance a chance?
Fuck Trey Lance.
All right.
I'll just end it like that. That's quick. Fuck Trey Lance. this dude played seriously, he's played absolutely no football in college.
Because yeah, he played one season.
No football is played in college, basically, because he felt like he was good enough to get drafted regardless of what he did. He did get drafted on a flyer. He was average at best when he got the opportunity. He turned the ball over a lot. He ran more than he should have. Hurt himself. Got traded because Brock Purdy stole it from him. And he can't get out from under Cooper Rush. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
He might as well go fucking play golf now.
I asked for those Dallas fans out there, because that is a big question. Every time there's a Dallas game on right now and Cooper Rush is under center, the announcers always end up talking about why is he here. Granted, they were talking about that as he actively was coming back to win against the Commanders, which I thought was hilarious. They're like I believe it was Greg Olsen. And he was like, oh, I don't know why Cooper Rush is starting over Trey Lance. And then they turn around and they drop a win against the second team in the division.
Dude, Lance is hot garbage. That's it.
I honestly don't remember him playing at all. I know he played 2 games before he got hurt, or 3 games, but I don't remember any of those games.
Well,
so,
I see a fair chunk of 49er football. So I got to watch the preseason of Trey Lance for a few years. And I can tell you, just watching that with the third team, he played with the third team, and it's just not there. The footwork, the passing, reading the field, he's very jumpy in the pocket. It's just not there. And then when they decided to move on from Garoppolo and they put him in there with the first unit in the preseason, you can tell that he just does not trust himself. He does not believe in himself. And then they gave him the regular season, the first few games as a starter, and he led the team in rushing. And you got McCaffrey back there. Like, that's not how that goes. You know,
they didn't have McCaffrey when he was a quarterback.
Not McCaffrey. Fuck, man, I'm having an old fart brain.
It's okay.
God damn it. Hold on.
I'm only saying this so we don't get blasted later. Okay?
I know. That's all I need. That's all I need. Fuck you. Another email from fuck you. Oh, fuck. God damn it. Who was it then?
I do not remember who was back there, but
it was Elijah Mitchell. It's the great Mitchell.
It was before he went to Miami, right? He went to Miami.
It was Morstead and Mitchell. Mitchell was still on the team.
Yeah.
He's still on the team now. He's in IR.
Oh, I was thinking Mozart. Sorry.
No,
I was
Mozart's in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. That's who I was thinking that was with Trey Lance. when he, you know, before he went to Miami.
In any case, I know the running back room was better than Lance. I know that.
Oh, 100%. They had three backs that could all start.
Yeah.
that was God. Yeah.
See, kids, that's what happens when you get old. Fucking years.
Yeah, you know what happens, just for everybody knowing, just for everybody's knowledge, sorry, it is 10:15 p.m. on a Tuesday, so you can't expect all of us to be on top of our game right now.
In America.
yes, in the West Coast of America.
Yes.
Now, on to video games.
Hey, before we do, I do have a sports subject to bring up real quick.
Yes.
Okay. I did watch the 49er meltdown against Green Bay. I will say Brandon Allen, the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. So he came in. I will tell you, for about three quarters of that game, he did not play bad. Like, he, you know, because you don't get your reps with the first team more, you know, usually just kind of. So as the game progressed, he was throwing like lasers, right? And he was handling the ball. He knew the playbook, right? He wasn't terrible, but he was not getting any help at all. Samuel dropped a couple passes. Kittle dropped a pass. His backup tight end dropped a pass. McCaffrey fucked up a screen. Like, he didn't get much help from the receivers. Juwan Jennings dropped one. It was pretty sad to watch.
Drop passes are also extremely common when they have a backup quarterback in as a starter. Because, again, they don't get work. They don't get used to that throw or if he throws too fast, too slow.
I know, but dude.
It does suck, though.
Yeah. I don't put
And then
this
you look
on.
At the stat sheet and you think that he played horrible. I did hear that he played well. Like, that was that was something. Like, a lot of people were saying that it was everything but his fault. Like, it wasn't something to blame on. Oh, they had a backup quarterback.
Well, what was crazy about it was his interception was on a Deebo Samuel alligator arms. Like, Deebo turned around, he put his hands up, he did not even try to catch that ball. I think he was afraid of getting laid out or something, because he kind of spun around and just kind of played dead.
Yeah, and that ball, he can hear the guy coming.
And that ball went right off his hands, and the other guy was back there with a gift. He's, you know, it's, all I gotta say is, I know there are Niner fans out there that are losing their shirt about this year, but it's Shanahan. You're gonna get it. I don't think Shanahan's ever had consecutive years injury free. Like, every team he's coached at whatever level is like fucking in the hospital, you know. Yeah. So I think he played well. I think they'll still make the playoffs as a wild card. I think they're gonna have a run here. I don't know. I don't know if they'll beat Buffalo, but there's a stretch at the end of the season that's so mediocre. I feel like they'll finish 10-7, and they'll get in, you know, as a seventh seed, and then we'll see what happens. But I just wanted to point that out. Like, I don't think it was terrible. Now, if I'm as a Chiefs fan, I will say that was a pathetic victory. You're playing the worst team in the NFC, and you can't fucking shake them for four quarters.
I've noticed that with a lot of the Chiefs games, their games, not especially recently, have not been all that impressive.
No,
if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. The Chiefs, good on them. You know, like, they have the team on paper and everything, but the performance. And even just looking, like, you could just look on ESPN and just look at stats, and even the numbers don't match up. You know, multiple players on that team not having remotely, like, on par years. You know, Mahomes is still on track to have one of the worst years since he took over the team, you know, 6 years ago or 7 years ago now.
Seven.
Six, whatever. Seven, yeah.
Yeah, but they're God, ten, it's been but, a while. But that's what's crazy is they're 10-1.
Yeah, and they're still winning games. Again, props to them. They're still winning games. It's insane, but, you know, do you think that they can get away with it when they hit the playoffs? You know, when they run into playoff Buffalo and
they just ran
they
into
go to the Super Bowl.
But they just ran into Buffalo. And that was
Buffalo is not the same, you know, like.
Well, playoff Buffalo is actually two steps down.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, Josh Allen shows up and doesn't think he needs to play well or some shit. I don't know.
I think he just forgets that he has receivers, like, a lot. I think he just I don't know. I just don't get it. It's weird.
Did you see the Chargers and the Ravens at all?
No, I did not. I did not know they were even playing, to be honest. So
I got a really good look at their rookie receiver. And I don't even think that dude's 21 yet. Like, he looks like you, dude. Like, size, awesome. Face, the whole thing. His helmet's bigger than his shoulders.
That's sick.
I was like, what Above the fuck that. Is this child doing out here?
Hey, and he's balling, you know?
He was in the slot, dude, catching anything that was thrown in the slot. He was catching it, but he would not challenge anybody. He would catch and fall down. Like, he would not even attempt it because he knew he'd get blown in the next week.
That's fair.
All right. Review. Hey,
you gotta make those career decisions.
Oh, he's making real quick massive business decisions.
On to the Chiefs. Or real quick, on to the Chiefs.
All right.
I didn't realize because I just wanted to look. They surprisingly haven't blown anybody out of the water.
No. They didn't do that shit last year either.
I honestly didn't. Well, yeah, I know they didn't do that too much last year either. But even against teams like, I mean, I shouldn't say the Chargers because that's a division rival. Somehow divisional games, they always show up. I guess the biggest lead that they finished off with was against the Niners. It's 10 points.
That was it, though.
That's kind of crazy. I didn't know. Or 13 points against New Orleans, sorry. But yeah, still, but that's it. I didn't know that.
Like Friday, they play the Raiders, and I think that's at home. And I hope God they fucking handle their business. Because it's like... It's like they have been the most unimpressive Super Bowl championship team over the last, I would say, four of the last 6 years that they've been at this. Like, they are just they don't blow anybody out. They don't dominate anybody. They get to the finish line and then they just sort of, and we're there. And it's like, I don't understand how they just don't get beat.
To be fair, I mean, 8 of their last 10 wins have been one score or less.
Right.
But I would rather take that than watch my Eagles sit here and go on these 8-9 game win streaks, blowing dudes out of the water, and then they get in the playoffs and just take a complete fucking turd on the field. Especially with the Eagles right now, and I know our sports segment is a little long, but it's because we haven't updated each other on our sports, right?
Yes. There are rants that need to be made.
Oh, yeah. But especially with the Eagles now, number one ranked defense, and they are like, anybody can watch the defense right now and be like, that's solid, right? Like, Vic Fangio has really turned that defense around. We talked about it last episode. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean is the face of that defense. Darius Slay needs to figure his fucking shit out. I'm tired of him missing tackles.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. We are the, I keep saying we.
Letter to the GM. Jesus Christ.
The Eagles as a whole are ranked in like the top 10 of the least amount of missed tackles. And I think we're like, they're in the 70s now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 60. It's like high, mid 60s, high 60s. So let's say 70.
Son of a bitch. I didn't
know. I remember seeing that, and I had to look it up. I found like an NFL website that did it because ESPN didn't really track it. But you know, a lot of the other teams, it's really just the teams that are up there are the teams that have the best defenses this year. But what's irritating is I found, like, I don't know how accurate it is, but I found a split of how many missed tackles for like each player. The top two people outside of, you know, D linemen who almost always have a missed tackle just because they're right there. You know what I mean? Like, they're kind of just trying to trip the guy, is Darius Slay and CJ Gardner Johnson.
I'm sorry.
Like, I don't know. That just frustrates me, but you know, but whatever.
You're probably going to keep seeing it.
100%. You know,
there's nothing.
And thank God we have like the two white guys out there, which is like, those two can lay a hat on somebody. Like, I don't know if you've seen them play, but no matter what, it's Reed or Cooper are just laying it out. Like,
you know,
they don't care who it is. It's kind of cool.
You know who's bringing the baseball bat is in San Francisco. That number 6, Mustafa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Dude,
I remember the Eagles playing him last year, and that was, yeah, that was pretty
crazy. I
don't
even care who the, no, not Hufanga, Mustafa. He's a rookie. It's his first year.
Oh, never mind, never mind. I was thinking of, what's the other one?
Hufanga?
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, he was the one that was, like, laying people out last year.
This dude doesn't give a fuck. Like, he came down, I think he's strong. I think he's the strong safety. But I don't know, because a lot of times, this defensive corner plays a two deep shell. Sometimes a guy's up like 5 yards, but it's not deep, not close enough to the line of scrimmage unless there's a blitz. So hard to tell who's who, but he gets ahead of steam. Like, there was a little wide receiver screen and he blasted that dude like Reggie Bush got laid out in that preseason game. Like, it was
awesome.
It was insane. You can hear the pop on TV, like just the contact and the collision. And then there was another play where he actually takes on the fullback and he drops him 5 yards back.
Like, that's awesome.
He just
ended
it for that poor fullback. He came through with a lead block and went backwards. Like, it's reckless. He plays reckless. Like, he doesn't always make the play. But whoever he's hitting is falling, like, backwards.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, like, the Cooper and Reed aren't doing it to that extreme. It's more so, like, they're almost every single time the ball is in play, like, they're always, there's at least one of them there, you know.
Dude, all I know is that you put a little more seasoning on that one. My God. Put him on one end, put the other guy when on the other, man, the speed that those two have, and they both collide. Like, even the other guy, like, fuck.
Deion Mitchell is a freaking prodigy right now. He is locking down a lot of wide receiver ones.
Yeah.
And just doing perfect. And for those wondering, Puka Nacua, who put up over 100 yards, the only receiver to put up over 50 yards over 100 yards, not 50. I almost went crazy there. Over 100 yards on the Eagles this year. He was on Darius Slay. Darius Slay's not a man on corner. Vic Fangio's a man-to-man defense. It's, you know, that's the unfortunate issue that the Eagles have there. But enough of sports now.
Dude, there's nothing you can do. You paid for that thing. You got to hang on to it.
Well, he's a great veteran presence, and he is a good corner. He's just not a man on corner, and you're putting him against a very quick Puka or Cooper Kupp.
Right.
It's like he can't do that. You have to drop him back. Maybe have Cooper DeJean press him a little bit. Do something that wouldn't put Darius Slay in that position. He's not as quick as these guys anymore. The guy's old, you know, he's like 33.
God, fuck.
Hey, cool. NFL standards, we all know once you hit your, like, close to mid-30s,
once you hit 32, you gotta look in your retirement plans.
Yeah, unless you're a lineman. Linemen's, they last forever. You could be 40 and still be quarterbacks are another one.
Yeah
all right. Corners, wide receivers, stuff like that. No,
I know we did Black Ops initial review. But you said something about wanting to go deeper, so go for it. I will listen as quietly as I can.
No, so I originally just wanted to cover, they released their season one.
Right.
So their season one had season one maps. They released their first battle pass. For those of you that bought the Vault Edition, you have immediate access to it. A lot of people are starting to prestige now. Some people are prestiging a little bit too much.
they sound a little upset there.
Yeah, there's a clear sign that people live on this game. Like, one of my friends, for instance, I play with him every day. We both started this game at the same exact time. We both played level one, both of us together at the same time. I'm prestige to like level 35.
Okay,
he is. There's 10%, sir. Right. Or yeah. He is prestige 8. Like, so that dude just lives on the game.
He doesn't go to sleep.
And he's about to prestige again. Yeah, no, so granted, he has mentioned that there's been a few times where he just didn't sleep and played all day. But it's
I'm sorry. That's a loser.
It's insane. I mean, great dude and everything. I even told him, I was like, dude, you live on this game. He loves it and I love it. But yeah, amazing game. First season, the maps kind of suck. For those of you that are still wondering if the maps got any better, they didn't. they really didn't.
Foiled again.
But yeah, everything else, it's great. That was just like a quick review, you know, because I know I did a little initial one at first. The main thing I wanted to hit is in about 8 days now, Indiana Jones is coming out.
Now, why
it's free on Game Pass. Wait,
why should I give a shit about Indiana Jones?
Well, because the only Indiana Jones game that I know of is the Lego ones. So it's kind of cool that they're making like a full blown, I don't know if it's a first person or a third person game. I've seen one trailer and it was more cinematic than gameplay. But even then, if it's a first person, that'd be pretty cool too.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Okay.
But are you going to play it? You going to check it out or what?
Negative. I don't give a fuck. Sorry. I don't. Indiana Jones, the movie, I never latched onto. I've seen them. Okay. I've seen them, but it's not like, it's not a franchise that I have put on, just to put on. It just doesn't, it sits there.
That's fair.
I mean, if you really care about Harrison Ford digital, I guess. I mean, there's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I don't know. Okay, granted, it looks cool. The actual gameplay and story and everything can be completely different, and it's trash. And because that's happened plenty of times.
I mean, for all you know? Fucking know, but for all you fucking know, dude, it could be Tomb Raider again.
That's my worry, is that it's like a Tomb Raider or an Uncharted, which for those like Uncharted, that's obviously not an Xbox game. It's PlayStation and all that stuff. But like and I think it is going to be close to the Uncharted side, you know, like solving puzzles. You're in like these weird tombs and stuff like that. But that's kind of what Indiana Jones is. So,
yeah,
it'll be cool if the puzzles are challenging. That's for sure. That'd be a nice little like.
I guess, but. Well, let me ask you this. When will video games actually be, when will they actually be interested in writing good shit? I mean, it's like, it's always properties that I personally don't understand how an audience would care. Like, no,
I don't know. There's not a lot of games that like commit to the storyline. And I think it's just because they know that a lot of people are going to skip it.
I know, but
since we did just talk about Black Ops 6, I will say the campaign, because I did beat it now, the new style of campaign and writing and stuff that they did for this one, I hope they do continue. Because that one, I actually sat through the cutscenes for that one.
Ooh. Well, it's because
that one was really cool.
It's because Lou Diamond Phillips. I know it.
No. But no, the thriller / horror movie type of feel and everything toward the game. It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
But I mean, there's like 26, 27 Call of Duties at this point. There's like six.
Yeah, there's a decent amount.
Six Far Cries at this point. There's Just Cause is up to four.
Yeah, but those games aren't good. They need to stop making those.
I know they suck, but it's just the idea that they just keep sequelizing the shit out of this crap. Like, there's got to be somebody in the office going, dude, no. Like,
I mean, I feel like we're never gonna go.
But are they really hitting the numbers? Are they really hitting numbers to like justify this shit?
Probably. I feel like we're never gonna go a gaming console without Madden, like the sports games, Madden, 2K, MLB, and Call of Duty. We will always have those. And I think it's one, because they have enough money to keep themselves afloat. But two, there's so many people that'll buy them just for the like namesake. And there's so many people that'll buy them,
I guess,
just to maintain the fact that, oh, I've been playing since Call of Duty World at War, and now it's Call of Duty Black Ops 6, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but think about the fact that they didn't even advertise Madden. Like, there was no press on that game.
I think Madden knows that they're falling because people are actively starting to push against them and create alternative versions, as well as their EA contract is now like actually at risk.
They fabricated their numbers by bundling it with the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know, because nobody would buy that shit unless it was stuck to something and you had to do it. You know, the initial launch. And now they're Black Fridaying that shit at 70% off right now on the marketplace. So
and I have no reason to buy it outside of career mode because you can transfer over. So like all your performance from the NCAA will determine your draft in career.
Is that
that's the only reason. But is it really worth it to buy it?
No. I know we just that was a hard pivot because we were talking about war games, but that's just another example of the constant sequelizing to the point where it's just mush. And I'm wondering, like, even Battlefield has gotten crazy. Like they just keep going.
Yeah, I know
back
2046 or 2042 or whatever, that one plummeted really hard. The other thing is there's a lot of these ones like Battlefield, like you mentioned, they're no longer making campaigns. And it's like a lot of people buy the game for the campaign. I do. Buy the game. I do the campaign first and then I move on to the next thing.
Well, then why don't they just free to play the shit and make everybody pay for the upgrades?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to do a multiplayer only game, which Call of Duty has experimented with that before, Black Ops 4, it's to me, there's no reason not to make it like Destiny or Halo Infinite, where you just make it online and free for everybody. But if you want to do the battle pass or upgrades or whatever, you put money into it. So you're still making income.
Yeah.
But like, why am I paying for a full game to essentially play Battle Royale? You know,
I don't know. And now the games
it just doesn't make sense.
What are they now? $70? And if you want to buy all the upgrades in one shot, you're like paying $120.
Yeah.
For a fucking game.
Yeah, because it went from $59.99 to $69.99 because, you know, your next gen is so fucking expensive.
I don't even know. What are we paying for? It's the same memory card or the same, not memory card, the graphics chips, I guess the teraflops are a little higher or lower. But there's no.
Yeah, and then they turn around and they point at your TV, and it's like, so I'm paying $70, but I have a TV that doesn't even support it. So why would I? Why? You know, like
the frame rates are slower because not all the companies are making these TVs that, you know, to support that. Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, why am I paying that? I don't get it. But what's crazy though is the Star Wars Outlaws. I actually do want to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's $59 for the basic, just the game. But now they are starting to throw all the season passes, maps, everything into one giant bundle. And now it's like $89 and you can't get the original anymore. And it's like, why the fuck? Why are you juicing the game? Like, I don't want that shit. I just want the campaign, like you said, like the campaign side of it or that basic, you know, but I don't fucking know.
I've been seeing that a lot lately with games where they would sell the original, like, you know, like the base.
Yeah, for the launch.
And then they take the base off and do these add-ons and it'll be that way. And then out of nowhere, they'll put the base back on.
Yeah,
after or they just won't put the base back on. But it's just like, and all those add-ons are for multiplayer; they aren't for the campaign. So it's like, it's almost like you have to make the campaign just sold separately.
Yeah,
like you'll pay half the cost just for the campaign. Like Call of Duty is, you know, $69.99, so $70. But if you want to play the campaign, you're paying $45 or something.
Yeah,
you know, just cut it in half.
Or just make the campaign 45. It's a story. Yeah.
What I mean. Like, I don't get it, but
we're never going to fucking understand it.
No,
but I did see,
and maybe that's over our heads, business all and all that stuff. I don't know. Maybe I could talk to some, you know, Activision CEO and he can explain to me the process. I don't know. I'd probably still tell him I don't understand, but it's okay.
Yeah, there's no exactly. There's no there's no justifiable reason.
Yeah,
I just don't see it. But they are making money, so there is some silly dude out there that is shelling out hundreds of dollars per game to get all the stuff. because they don't want to do the fucking work in the campaign or just in the multiplayer to collect anything. That part, I think they should not do that. That just came to me. I think that these video game companies should stop giving out all that shit. Make the player earn it. That's my PSA.
Yeah.
All right. I saw Borderlands. I understand why it made no money.
Oh, I did not see it. Yeah, I knew it was going to make no money.
I rented it for like $3. I understand.
I saw the trailer and I remember telling Jess, I was like, half this stuff makes no sense.
It's not, like, none of it is even outside of the main goal of getting to that the mystery treasure.
Yeah.
That's the only part that is actually part of the game. The rest of the
yeah, I know.
None of it lined up. None of it. I just was like, and Jack Black has got to stop playing the same fucking character in every fucking voiceover. He was that way in Super Mario Brothers. He was that way in Kung Fu Panda. He's that way in this shit. And he's in the Minecraft video game movie playing the.
Oh, that's right. Minecraft.
Yes, he's playing Steve. I'm talking about this because this is video game related to our current segment. And I'm telling you, Jack Black got to get fucking stop hiring that dude. Stop.
Yeah, it has been getting pretty repetitive, and it's pretty rough.
It's like, dude, you play the fucking same dork every goddamn time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bring back School of Rock or something. I don't know.
No, fucking retire. Stop doing it. Unless you know how to be an actor and you can actually morph into other things. Anyway, I don't know. It's my thing. All right.
News.
Which one do you want
to? We can start off with the bear insurance fraud.
All right. I got the link you sent me is NPR.
Yes. These are both from NPR. I found a couple other links, but they pretty much all said the same thing. It's just like a little wacky news. Nothing too crazy.
Well, wacky is what we need. Oh, no shit. 4 residents in L.A. were arrested this week after an investigation by the California Department of Insurance revealed that they allegedly used a bear costume to stage attacks on their vehicles in an attempt to secure a payout.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
A total cost.
What was the cost? Where is it? $141,000.
Three insurance companies. It's of total. So they scammed 3 insurance companies total.
Wow.
And for the people who can't see this, and we could put the link in the show notes. There's a bear costume laid out, and at the very bottom, it looks like those. It's the stuff that you like shred pulled pork or like turkey with. You know,
yeah.
It's the 2 like handles with teeth, but they're metal. I'm assuming they use those to make the claw marks and everything like that. But yeah, it's a full blown bear costume.
Oh my God. Bear Claw is what the cops called it.
I think that's, I love that.
The suspects claimed that a bear had entered their Rolls Royce Ghost and caused interior damage while it was parked in the San Bernardino Mountain, where there is a large black... That's not even a black bear costume. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brown.
You know what's so crazy funny is the 2 different cars, if you scroll down a little bit, is a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG and a 2022 Mercedes E350.
Yeah.
These 3 cars are expensive as fuck.
What
business do you have to be trying to steal $142,000? Can you just not afford the cars anymore? Is that the issue?
I think it's payment, car payments or lease payments. Yeah, probably.
Like,
they provided video?
They did provide video to the insurance because that's how they tried to say, oh, it was a bear. And that's insane. They destroyed those cars and now look at them.
I want to see.
And the there's no reasoning so far behind it. There's no, you know, this is the funny part, is that the department had a biologist from California Department of Fish and Wildlife review the three alleged bear videos. And they also said it was clearly a human in a bear costume.
Here we go. Here we go.
There is no doubt.
I am watching the video.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This is the this is the one where the Rolls Royce got whacked. All right, let me see this here. That is totally a dude in a costume. Like, how did you think that was going
to
get by?
Yeah, anybody? They had to bring Fish and Game out there for them to just...
What the fuck, dude? I amateurs are crying at this. What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is...
They didn't even... They could have at least found, like, a more rounder person.
They could have at least attempted...
Try to add some
better
beef to it, you know?
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. We're pivoting. I love this one. We're getting into this. Also on NPR. This is a man told 911 a bear chased him off a cliff. Weeks later, he was arrested for murder.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I did see that, and I read through it, and it was like, eh.
So
I kind of expected.
I should not continue. Okay.
I mean, if you're interested, we definitely...
Yeah.
Well, the wacky news for this month was actually not all that wacky. Like, the second article we are going to talk about is just how there's weird statues popping up in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
and one of them includes a giant bronze turd on Pelosi's desk, which I think is
okay.
Thick, but
there we go. Shit on a desk. Look at that.
I just think it's funny that somebody's making these things and just plopping them.
You know, I love the craftsmanship. Ain't gonna lie. It's pretty good.
Oh, I do. I love the picture of the desk.
That is very detailed.
Yeah. It's a perfect turd.
This memorial honors the brave men and women who broke into the United States Capitol on January 6th to loot, urinate, and defecate throughout those hallowed halls in order to overturn an election. That's what the plaque says? Oh, fantastic.
Yep. It's just so they leave it there. I don't, as far as I know, I didn't get fully through the article. They park, didn't move it.
National Park Service granted a permit to a group called Civic Crafted LLC to display the statue until Wednesday evening, but later extended it an extra week through November 6th, the day after the election. NPR reached out to the woman named on the permit. No. Oh, wow. That's high marks. I like that.
Yeah.
Here's the
obviously it's a more of a political statement and stuff like that, but I just think it's hilarious that they're using the fact that somebody shit on Pelosi's desk as a political statement.
I just got to say, my heart goes out to that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's insane.
I love that. Well, there is a tiki torch statue as well.
Yeah, there is a one or two others that are a little...
Okay, so we got shit on the desk. We got a tiki torch. It depicts a fist clucking a tiki torch, an object that took an additional symbolism after white nationalists carried them as they marched through Charlottesville. Oh, is that what that one is? Okay. What's the next one? I'm fucking all in. I'd go see it. I'd go see this shit.
Won't be there for long.
I know. It'll be long gone. That's all I got on here.
Oh, that is the only two? Okay.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I remember there was two statues or three.
Shit on a desk, neo-Nazi torch, mysterious statues are popping up. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
There you go, kids. There you go.
That's the limited wacky news we have for November. It seems everybody has gone dormant.
Well, it is holiday.
Yeah.
Let us close the show with a little bit of updates. updates of sorts. Because of the holidays, we probably will, unless the co-host is able to, you know, do a few, I think we'll probably go on a somewhat of a vacation till January.
I can definitely do some over the Christmas time that I'm up there and stuff. It'll probably be one or two.
Oh, that's right.
There won't be. Yeah, there won't be. The episodes will definitely slow down. They will definitely. It won't be weekly. It may be every other week or once a month if it really gets to that point. But
I know we got the turkey, and then we got the Christmas tree, and then we got get drunk on New Year's Eve. So, I won't be getting drunk on New Year's Eve, but
neither will I. I'll be driving.
Well,
sadly,
where are you going? What the fuck?
I'm going home. I'm going back down here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Because you get like a 40.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Anyway,
never mind. I was stammering through there. We'll probably cut this whole thing out and forget about it. No, not really, because I assumed there was going to be some issues, but it doesn't sound like it. So
no, I can definitely do one. If we wanted to get ahead of the game, I could do one this weekend because I got nothing to do. And then next week would kind of be business as usual, and we'll go from there.
Okay, so never mind that, kids. It sounds like we could probably get 5 or 6 more of these in before the end of the year. And then after that, hopefully the 2025 is better than 2024.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. So, with that, kids, that is it. That's episode 79. Kyle, you did a fantastic job opening the show. I did the best.
I got to work on it.
Yes, you do. But I did the best that I could with what I was given. We will see you on the next one. Later.
See ya.